Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Daf Tes. We are on the last Amud of the discussions of Hotza'ah in the first Perek of Masechta Shabbos, and then we get on to other issues on Amud Beis when we get to the second Mishnah of the Masechta. But first, we are up to Amar Mar on the bottom of Ches Amud Beis as we continue dealing with the issues of Hotza'ah. And if you remember, we're dealing with the Brisa from Davav. The Brisa from Davav is a whole long Brisa on Davav and Aleph, and we have been talking about and going into detail regarding each of the parts of the Brisa. The Brisa discussed what is each of the four Rishuyos, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid. We spoke about all the different details of the Pashit Rishuyos in those categories and the more elaborate Rishuyos in those categories. And we mentioned, when it comes to a Makom Ptur, that one theoretically is allowed to go in and out from a Makom, bring something in and out from a Makom Ptur, but the Braisa said that one shouldn't have an item that ends up on the other side of a Makom Ptur, from a Rishus Rabin to a Rishus Yachid, with a Makom Ptur in the middle. Amar Mar. So the Braisa said, Ubilvad, Shelo Yitein Mi Balabayis, Vinosein La'ani, May Ani Vinosein La'Balabayis. Even if one is standing in the middle, one shouldn't go from Rishus Rabin to the Iskopa, and from the Iskopa to Rishus HaYachid, and vice versa. What should it do that? Why? So if you remember, Rashi said on Davav Mabez, two opinions. Rashi either said Zilzul, either because it's what we would call Pasnisht. It's inappropriate. Even though, theoretically, you didn't do anything wrong, halachically, Me'ikra did, but there was an item that started in a Rishus HaRabim, ended in a Rishus HaYachid. So that's not, you shouldn't have that on Shabbos, or vice versa. So number one is Zilzul, or number two, Rash Mizalzal Bisuri Shabbos Lachadchila, Ligrom Hotza'ah. You were Goreim Hotza'ah. Interesting, but it wasn't Grumma. It's not an Issa Drabana like other cases of Grumma, as we'll have later in the Masechta. But Rashi said back on Davav Ben Aleph, you were Goreim the result of Hotza'ah. That itself is an interesting point. That also might connect, ironically, to our discussions that we've had of Hotza'ah Malacha Geruahi, where Hotza'ah is an inferior type of Malacha. The object didn't change, or you didn't accomplish the act, whatever it is, but because it is Hotza'ah, and there is no focus on the item, so it might be the result plays more of a role, and that's why you're more upset if the result occurs, even if the Maisa did not occur. So interestingly, like my Rebbe of Rosenzweig might have said, its strength is its weakness. The fact that, in one way, you de-emphasize the Maisa, and that's why it's Malacha Gerua, you're more worried that the result occurs, even if you didn't really do anything. So that might be what's behind Rashi's Zilzal, number one. Number two, the other issue Rashi has is Gzeira. If you take it from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid through a Makom Ptur, you might just skip the middle step. Okay, those are 2 days in Rashi to explain the Gemara that we're about to get into now. V'imnata, back to our Gemara now. V'imnata v'nasan. But what if you did? If you took it from someone in one Rishus, brought it into the Makom Ptur, and then went into the other Rishus, shloshtem Pturin. They're all Pater. You didn't do anything wrong. Right, maybe you violated Pater, might mean it's a Drabanan, as we've said, Chayev Pater Mutter, the three levels of Hilchos Shabbos. In the Zilzul level, it's not really a Pater Aval Usser, it's not Mamish, it's a Drabanan like a real Gzeira, but it's still the Drabanan said, what should it do it because of Zilzul. Okay, Lema Tevi Tiufta the Rava. Let us suggest that this is a Tiufta on Rava. This Halacha of the Brisa that says if you go through a Makom Ptur, your putter, isn't that a kasha on Rava? Da'amar Rava, because Rava says, Hamaver chevez mitchila zala l'sof dalid. What if somebody has very long arms? Very long arms. And they stand in the street, and they don't move their legs at all. You don't move your legs. You take a chevez, you take an object from one side of you, from one rishus, and you bring it over your head, and you have it land on the other side. So are you chayef for that? You moved it dalad amos in Rishus HaRabim, but you didn't move. You just brought it with your arms over your head to the other side. And the Gemara is assuming that over your head is above, as we'll see, it goes into a Makom Ptur. It's above 10 Tfachim, which is not hard, right? 10 Tfachim is not so tall. So anybody who lifts something above, that's above 10 Tfachim. So that's going from one Rishus through a Makom Ptur to the other Rishus. I mean, or Dalet Amos. Hamaver, the case here given is Dalet Amos, which is a Rabbim. Could have also asked about Hotza'ah, which is the case of Rava. So Hamaver, Chavez, Mitchilat, Dalet, Sof, Dalet. Birushus, HaRabbim, Afal, Pisha, He'eviro, Derech, Alav, even though you brought it above you, above the person, Rashi on top. Shehigbiyo lamala miyud, that he brought it above ten tvachim, delo shalit be avir rishos arabim, as we discussed, above ten tvachim rishos arabim is a makom p'tur, right? There's no halacha of rishos arabim above, rishos yachid goes down to the arkiya, but rishos arabim stops at ten tvachim. So here's a case where you went from the akira and the hanacha with makom p'tur in the middle, and what did it say? Chayiv. Rav says chayiv. So isn't that against our Braisa? Our Braisa says that in the case of the Iskopa in the middle, which is a Makam Tur, you're going to be Patur. And here Rava says, where you're putting it above your head, which is also a Makam Tur in the middle, you're going to be Chayiv. What's the difference? So Gemara answers, is Rava can't be against the Braisa? So answers the Gemara, no, there's a difference in the cases. Hasam lo nach, hacha nach. No, it depends. In the case of Rava, you didn't stop. You didn't stop in the Makam Tur. You went through the Makom Ptur. In the Iskopa case, you stopped in the Makom Ptur. If you stop in Makom Ptur, you're going to be Pater. You're going to be Pater because the Akira was in one Rishos and the Anacha was in the Makom Ptur. Finished. The act is over. Mashenkin, when it comes to Rava's case, you didn't stop. You just went straight. You happened to go through a little bit of a Makom Ptur, but that is not significant. Hacha, Rashi is Nach, but Makom Ptur, Biyad Omei Iskopa, but Lo Nach, Makom Ptur, Vavli Akir versus Rabim, Anach versus Rabim. So there's no, we're not paskening this way, says the Gemara, but there's no Kasha from the Braisa on Rava, because Rava would say, you're right, if you stopped in the Makom Ptur, I would agree, Pater. But on my case, is that you didn't stop in the Makom Ptur. Just going through a Makom Ptur, according to Rava, is not significant, if you don't have the Hanacha there.
It doesn't require Akira
and Hanacha, but here you had an Akira in Rosh Hashanah and a Hanacha in Rosh Hashanah, and you just had went through a Makom Ptur above you.
So
Mavir Dalet Amos requires an Akira and a Hanacha. Yes,
it has to be in
Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah, there's Rosh Hashanah.
Walked out with something in his shirt pocket.
Right, that's the case we always talk about. You walk out with something in your shirt pocket. When you started walking, that was considered an Akira. When you started walking from in your house to the street. So that is called an akira, as you have the item in your pocket. And you're in a makom ptur.
Sure,
in your pocket is your pocket, right? It's above ten tefachim, but it's on you. If it's on you, if it's in your hand, that's not a makom ptur. Yado shel adam chashuva kadal al adal. We had. So you might say the same thing as.
We just said it is a makom ptur here.
But sorry.
We just said it is a makom ptur. You lift it
above, or you put your hands above. But there, you're specifically taking it through something. It's not like you just caught something next to you. So I hear where you're going with the question, but it might be that there's a difference between, you know, here where you're specifically putting it, right, you're actively doing something with your hands. You didn't just hold, you're not just holding it in your hand.
That's if someone's wearing something around his neck. I mean, it's...
Right, that's malbush. That's not, if you're wearing something around your neck.
He's carrying something around his neck.
Carrying something around your neck. What? You're carrying a handkerchief, right, a key. You're carrying a key, so first of all, you have to determine how you're holding it. So it might be shinui, if you're holding it in an unusual way. So it might already, at most, be a drabanan, if you're doing it, you're carrying something in an unusual way. So then there might be, there's no derisa to talk about, if you're doing something in an unusual way. If you're carrying it in a usual way, so then step one is, what rishus is it in? Step two is, where was the akira, where was the hanacha?
But it's
above, it could be that if it's over, if it's on your body, and it's just, yeah, it's a normal way of carrying something, I'm not sure that would be a makom ptur. Right, yado shel adam chashuva lo. If you catch something, somebody throws you something, and you catch something shoulder height. If that's above, if that would be above, I don't know if that would be a makom ptur. Here specifically, you're going from one place, you're putting it through the air. Your hands are just the mechanism, but they're not the where the result was. Okay, continuing. Acherim omrim, acherim tell us the end of the brisa. The end of the Braisa back on Davav. Iskopa Mishamesha Shtei Rishuyos. The Iskopa, right, this is the last opinion of Acherim. Acherim said the Iskopa, this threshold in between the Rishuyos on the, at the edge of the door, really could function and could play two roles. Mishamesha Shtei Rishuyos. It depends. Remember we said, if the door is open, then it's like Rishus inside. Kilifnim Dami. That's like Rishus Ayachid. If the door is closed, then it was like Rishus Arabim. That's what the Mishnah said. So, we'll get into a little bit of Meseches Erevin at this point. This is an Iskopa of what? Of a house? The Havamin of the Gemara, as Rashi points out, that this is not an Iskopa of a house, as we have been thinking, but it's the Iskopa of a Mavui. Mavui, the first Sugi in Meseches Erevin. In the days of the Talmud, they had houses going into yards, every yard has 10 houses going into it, and the yards then emptied into alleyways. Let's say there were three yards on each side of the alleyway, and the alleyway was a common rishus, and the alleyway was dead end on one side, it was closed on one side, and the other side opened up to the street. So if I go out of the street into the alleyway then I could go into from the alleyway to the yards, and from the yards into the houses. That is Maseches Eruvin. And Chazal said that even on a Doraisa level, all of those yards and alleyways are Rishus HaYachid, on a Daraisa level. As we discussed a couple of days ago, according to Rov Rishonim, three walls is a Rishus HaYachid Daraisa. We mentioned the teacher of the Rambam, has to be worked out, does not always say that, because he mentions four walls. But according to Rov Rishonim, three walls, right, a dead-end street with three walls, is a Rishus HaYachid Daraisa. So, according to the Ikar HaDin, Din Daraisa, you could carry in that alleyway. No problem. But the Rabbanan said, any type of joint area where a lot of different people own together and have usage together, so that we're worried that the person is going to be confused and carry from there to the street, so you need something. You need something. In the chaser, you need an Erev Chatzeros. In the mavui, you need the same type of idea of an Erev Chatzeros. You need a sheet of mavos, getting all the chasers together. But besides that, you need something physical. What do you need physical? At the end of the alleyway, where the alleyway meets the street, you need either a lechi or a korah. A lechi, a korah, lechi, a vertical bar, and a korah, a horizontal bar. Why? Either because of a hecker. You'll see, oh yeah, you'll go to the street, oh yes, it's the street, it's Rosh Hashanah. That's the lechi and the korah, but the question is which is which, or it might just be a symbolic fourth wall. Right, one of them might be, let's say, the korah across, which is the hecker, which is the
either or both.
The mechitza. There's a machlokas tanon whether you need either or both. Let's assume either. Let's assume either for now. So the Gemara, says Rashi, is assuming in the Havamina that the iskopa being discussed here is talking about the iskopa of that mavui. It's not talking about the iskopa of a house. It's talking about the iskopa of that mavui. That if you have the edge of the alleyway right next to the street, and you have the lechi on the edge there. So that's the issue being discussed by Acherim, if the door is closed, if the door is open. Under that iskopa, does it have the halacha of the street, or does it have halacha of the alleyway? So here we go. Acherim omrim again. Iskopa mishamesha shtei reshuyos, bizman shah pesach pasuach, kilifnim dami, when the door is open. So under there is as if it has the status of inside, meaning carrying under that threshold would be okay. But if it's closed, if the door is closed, then it's like the outside. Says the Gemara, V'yafa gav de lesle lechi. Even if there's no lechi there, because our Brisa doesn't mention the lechi. Doesn't mention any kind of pole. Right? So even if the door is closed, that's good enough. You could carry within, underneath. V'hamar av chamabar gur yamarav, tocha pesach sarach lechi achalatiro. Underneath the pesach, you still need that lechi on the side in order to allow you to carry underneath the threshold. Not only within the alleyway requires the lechi. Even underneath, let's say you had a thick gate, a thick stone gate. It could be a couple, 2 feet thick, whatever it is, that you're allowed to carry underneath. What halacha does underneath have? So you need a lechi to batter that too, says Rav. So our Brisa doesn't mention anything about it. So how can you say that there are certain times when you can carry under it? And if you want to say, well, the iskopa does not have a reshus of dalad al dalad, and that's why it's a makom p'tur, and therefore maybe you wouldn't need a lechi there. Not true. V'yama Rav Chama bar Gur, Yama Rav, tocha pesach, afa pishein bo dalad al dalad, tzorach lechi achalatiro. Doesn't matter what the size is. Even if it's less than 4x4, you would still need another lechi to matter, a lechi to matter it. So, what exactly is the case of the Brisa that we are talking about, that in certain circumstances you're allowed to carry underneath, and there's no lechi mentioned in the Brisa? So the Gemara answers, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Hacha be'iskopas mavui askinan, we're talking about in the scope of a mavui, as we thought, chetzio makura v'chetzio she'ena makura. Right? It's talking about half roofed and half not roofed. That is iskopa. That is iskopa. Says Rashi, right across from where we are, Hacha b'iskopas mavui askinan, kidaka amrit, as you thought, we're talking about the iskopa of a mavui. Avalo b'mavui shechshir b'lechi. We're not talking about that type of mavui that requires the lechi to matur it. Ela b'mavui shechshiro b'kora. As we mentioned, the other option, instead of the vertical pole, you have the horizontal beam. The Korah, going across, that's what we're talking about. And the Korah, Korah Samavui, Shira Chavatefa, and you have the length of it, the width of it is a Tefa. But the case that we're talking about here is half of it, half of the inner half of the Iskofa is roofed, and the outer half is not roofed. And the door closes in between them. And the door closes in between them. Okay, you have two sections of a roof on top of the threshold, and the door closes in between them. The kiruyo klape pnim, and when you close it, klape pnim, there is. I jumped ahead. That the next case is going to be where it's in the middle. Here, the kiruyo klape pnim, the roof is on the inside. So pesach pasuach, when the door is open, so then the entire area is kilifnim. It is considered on the inside. Is considered inside because the whole roof is mitztaref and everything underneath is considered inside the mavui. Pesach na'ul kilachutz. But Pesach, when the door is closed, so then it's kilachutz, even what is under the korah. Even what is under the korah because it's on the outside of the door. Why? So again, Rashi explains a principle from Maseches Sukkah and Erevin. Look at the second wide line in Rashi. Pesach na'ul v'hadela shokeif bifneho eskopa apnimis. Right, I jumped the gun. Now, this case we're talking about is that the door closes on the inside of the roof. When the door closes, the entire escope is on the outside. So in that case, if the door was open, so that whole area could be an extension of the mavui and you could carry underneath when it's all open. But when the door is closed, the whole area is considered outside. Even under the korah, why? It has a roof. Here's Rashi. The kivan denistam hamavui, but for la korah. If you close the door, then that whole area, the whole korah, that whole roof is meaningless. It's not inside the mavui. It's not functioning to machshir anything in the mavui. So what's the purpose of it? The leka lememar yored visosem. And even though we have a principle that sometimes the edges of roofs can halachically be viewed as shooting down, pitikra yored visosem, a similar principle, not to talk about the differences now between good achis mechitzta, good asik mechitzta, sometimes you're allowed to view edges of walls as shooting up or shooting down, hilchas sukkah, hilchas erevin. So why don't you say that here? You still have a roof outside your closed door. No. To call mechitza, shein b'chalal, mechamechitzos dalid, einan mechitzos, v'oshaycha b'toris good achis. He says you won't apply, once the door is closed, you wouldn't apply those principles. Okay, so that's suggestion number one in the Gemara. What's the case of the Braisa? You have this iskopa that's less than dalad al dalad, and you don't have a lechi. There's no lechi mentioned in the Braisa, and the Braisa says you're allowed to carry underneath that area if the door is open. So suggestion number one is, we're not talking about a lechi, we're talking about a korah. We're talking about a roofed area, so when the door is open, it's considered an extension of the mavli, and that's what you're allowed to carry underneath. Mashen kein, if the door is closed, you cannot carry underneath there. Option number one. Option number two, Rav Ashi Amar, La'olam biskopas bias askidan. We're talking about an iskop of a bias. Which, why do you want to say that? Because the whole rest of the Brisa was talking about houses. Right? Iskop of the previous line. Ukegon shakira b'shtei koros. Shein bazuar ba, vein bazuar ba. And you have two sections of the roof. Each one is not dala tachim, the ein bo bein zu lazu shlosha. There is less than three tvachim between the two halves, so there's lavud there, right? But each roof is not four tvachim by itself. So you have a roof that's four tvachim altogether, two tvachim each. You have less than three tvachim in the middle. Videlas be'emsa, and the door closes in between these two halves, in these two parts of the roof. So when the door closes, you have half the roof on the inside, half the roof on the outside. That's the case here. So pesach pasuach, when the door is open, kilifnim. Then it's like inside. Why? Because the roof, two halves of the roof, could be considered one. Like we said yesterday from Rav Asher Weiss, two types of lavud in halacha. But there you would apply lavud, because it's as if you ignore the airspace in between. It's as if it's one big roof, and you could carry under the whole area when the door is open, because there's lavud. Kilifnim, and therefore it's kilifnim, and you could carry, and you would say pitikwa yored v'sosim in that case. Pesach na'ul kilachutz. When the door is closed, you have just been mafsik between the inner roof and the outer roof. Each one of them is not four tefachim. Therefore, you cannot say pitikra yard v'sosim, and therefore, you would not be able to carry on the outside. Okay, that is all two suggestions about the shita of Acherim. Good. If the door is in the middle, yeah.
So then, the both sides of the door are considered kilafim?
No, when the door is closed, so I think that right, it's only the outside. Rashi says, "Pesach na'ol kilachutz, kibon de be'emsahu nimsahu mafsik b'nehemu mechalkan zumizu she'ena neres yachal amalavud." And therefore, you can't say pitikra. So it would be the outside. The inside would be continuation of the mavui. The outside would be the problem. The outside of the door, once you close it. That's the door. Once you close it, would be the problem. Problematic part of the iskopa. Good. Continuing, finishing up now. If the iskopa has the dimensions of 10 by 4, so then it is rishus la'atzma. What do you mean 10 by 4? Let's say you have a step or two steps to get up to the iskopa. Sometimes you might have that at the end of a house, at the end of an alleyway, to get out, you have to go up and then go down. So if it has it's four by four across and ten up, it would be Rosh Hashanah Atzma. Messiah Lila Rav Yitzchak by Rav Dimi, Damar Rav Yitzchak by Rav Dimi, Omer Hoya Rabbi Meir, Kol Makom, Shata Motzei Beis Rishuyos, Vehein Rishus Achas. If you ever have two Rishuyos, which are Rishus Achas, what does that mean? It means that there are two Rishuyos together, meaning they're both Rishus Ayachids, but they're next to each other and they're separated. Like here you have two Rishus Ayachas. You have the house and you have the Iskopa, which is its own Rishus in terms of dimensions. Even though they're both Rishus Ayachas, they're next to each other. Reb Meir says, for example, our case, or Kegon Amud B'Rishus Ayachas Gevoa Yud V'Rachav Dalet. In Rishus Ayachas, in your backyard, assuming it's enclosed, you have an Amud that's 10 high and 4 by 4 wide. So they're both Rishus Ayachas. No, it's 10 by 4. Rabbi Malkov Torah would be less than 4 across. But if you have above 10, Rosh Hashanah Yachid is all the Rakia, right? So go all the way up, above 10, and it's 4 wide. That's also Rosh Hashanah Yachid. If you have that in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, that would be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But here, if you have that in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so you have a Rosh Hashanah Yachid in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
The fact that it's above 10 differentiates it from the backyard.
Right. What does Rabbi Meir say? Asu l'kasi v'alav, gzeira d'rabanan. You cannot use that. Gzeira mishum tel b'Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Because if you have this exact dimensional item in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, that would be a problem, because that would be Rosh Hashanah Yachid in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, to be Mekatev, to put a knapsack on. So even in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Gzeira D'Rabbanan to do this. That is the Gemara. That is Rabbi Meir. What about in your house? What about in your house? Let's say you have a table in your house. Same thing. 10 high, 4 wide. So how can you put anything on a table? Why is that difference between in your backyard where it goes there and your house? The Tosa says, come on. Oh, Marie. You know there's an answer to the question. You just got to formulate it. Why? Oh, Marie, says Tosa on the bottom. To me, bias la aliyah, or what about your downstairs to your upstairs? Also, to Rishus Ayachitz. It's above 10 and it's 4 wide. No, that everybody knows that's in your house. In your house, nobody's going to get confused with it in the street. In your house. Eladafka telber shus hayachid goes out to telber shus harabim. Your backyard and the street, okay, something to talk about. But inside your house, deleka mechitzas, that's the only, that's why there wouldn't be a confusion. Or the Rashba's lashon is if it's owned by different people. That's the question. That's the issue here. Says the Rashba, the difference is in your house, you all own your house, and therefore there's not a problem. Mistavrali, the dafka, says the Rashba, the dafka b'chatzer ha-shutfin, v'hu shalo irvu, u'mishum didam yiksas l'rishus harabim, sh'asol l'hakar z'l'hotzi mimena u'min ha-batim l'tocha, aber v'rishus ha-yachid shal adam echad, inami b'chatzer ha-shutfin v'irvu lo. If it's owned by one person, then it's not a problem. So what happens if your downstairs is owned by one person and your upstairs is owned by somebody else? Then according to the Rashba, it would be us and the Rabbanan. Let's say I'm going to my friend's house. Right? What about an apartment building? Again, if they make an Eruv between them, so then it's one big happy family. Nothing to talk about. But what if you have an upstairs and a downstairs and different people own it? There's a tenant and there's a landlord. Right? So then according to the Rashba, maybe it'll be a problem to go from one place to the other place.
It's
Assuming you pass like Rabbi Meir.
If, according to Rabbi Meir, right, according to Rabbi Meir, I'm saying. And then the Rashba says, Vedonira came into Rashi. Rashi doesn't have such a distinction. Do we pass like Rabbi Meir? Good question. Second half of Tosfos. Omeri, first word line of Tosfos. Tiavagav de Kaimalak Rabbi Meir, big Zerosov. Afilo legabe Rabbim. Even though we usually pass in like Rabbi Meir, we have elsewhere. Here, we do not. Hacha ain halacha Rabbi Meir. Why? Because the. The Gemara in Erevin, Paskina Be'ed Yalacha Greb Shimon De Paligalei V'Kamar Echad Gagos V'Echad Chatzeres V'Echad Karpifos Rishos Achas Hein Lokalim Sheshav Su Besochan V'Shur L'Talta Migag L'Chaser. We don't pass like Rabbi Meir because the Mishnah Beferish in Erevin Paskins like Rishos Ayachid to Rishos Ayachid. Any different type of Rishuyos. Let's say you have two backyards that border each other. So according to Rabbi Meir, according to the Rashi's Pshat of Rabbi Meir, it could be that's a problem. Going from one backyard to another backyard. We don't pass in that way. We pass in all Rosh Hashanah is our mutter. We don't pass in like this. But the Brisa is alluding to the Shita of Rabbi Meir, even though we don't pass in that way. Okay, Adkan Divrei Hotzah in Perek Aleph. No, not Adkan, yeah. It's like the Hakafa that's a continued. Right, yeah. Nope, okay. Says the Mishnah. Here we go. Lo yeshev adam lefnei hasapar. All the items that a person cannot do, all the actions a person should not do, mincha time. Person shouldn't do mincha time, even during the week. Even during the week. Lo yeshev adam lefnei hasapar, samach lemincha, achi is palel. If a person didn't daven mincha yet, they shouldn't go to get a haircut. Again, I don't know if it means bizman hazeh. In the days of old, when a haircut took a longer time, it wasn't a 3-minute or a 6-minute ordeal. It took much longer. Imagine there's no shaver. It's all scissors. So it takes a little longer. So you can't do that until you daven because you might be nimshach after the activity and you might miss the time to daven. What else? Four actions. Lo yikanes adam lamerchatz. You can't go into the bathhouse. Also was a major activity. That it wasn't like it is now, right? Remember we had it in the ninth parak in Brachas that it was dangerous. You said a special Yehi Ratzon before you went into the bathhouse because you weren't worried. I think it was Rabbi Avohu that the floor fell under him and he caught 100 people with one of his limbs. So it was an experience to go to the bathhouse. Well, you cut it on Lamerchas, Velo Laborsiki, or into the tannery, Velo Lecho, or to sit down for a big meal, Velo Ladin, or go into a Kesa for Din Torah. So you shouldn't do that. Samach. What does samach mean? As we'll see in the Gemara, half an hour. Half an hour. Samach always means half an hour. So within a half an hour of this man, one shouldn't do it. If you did, mashma be'isser. If you did, even if it was be'isser, ain mafsikin. One does not have to be mafsik. You shouldn't have done it, but if you did, you don't have to stop, as long as obviously you're not going to miss this man. As long as there's still time to finish what you're doing and then daven. You shouldn't have started, but if you did, you did. And the Mishnah ends off by saying, Mafsikin l'kriya shma ve'mafsikin l'tfila. But all of these only apply to davening, mincha. But l'kriya shma you do have to stop. Why? Because pashtus, kriya shma daraisa. Tefillah d'rabbanan. That's the simple understanding. Rov Rishonim, the Gemara said beferish in Maseches Brachos daf chafal. If you remember, kriya shma daraisa. Tefillah d'rabbanan. What is Kriya Shema d'Oraisa? We have the four different opinions. First pasuk, first parsha, second parsha, third parsha. How much of Kriya Shema is d'Oraisa? You have every different opinion in the Rishonim. But whatever it is, one has to be mafsik for Kriya Shema because that is the d'Oraisa. Meaning, hischilu be'isser, you have to stop for the d'Oraisa. Hischilu be'heter, if I started more than half an hour before the time, I don't even have to stop for a mitzvah d'Oraisa as long as there is time left. But that is the Mafsikin L'Kriyah Shema, Mafsikin L'Tefillah. The Meiri says here, what about the Rambam, who says even Tefillah is D'Oraisa? How do you read the Gemara? Right? Or other Rishonim. So the Meiri says, Kriyah Shema is still Kabbalah Samach HaShamayim. So even if you want to say it's D'Rabbanan, it's still a defining element of our day, and therefore says the Meiri, I would say that Kriya Shema also. He said, "Uvdas Omer Tefillah Natar Kriya Shema Miya Chamur Bimanashi Kabbalas Omach Hashemayim." Still Chamur, but the Meiri puts in Kriya Shema. Good. This is the Mishnah.
Why is this Mishnah here?
Oh, so the question is, what is this Mishnah doing here? This Mishnah has nothing to do with Hilchah Shabbos. What is it doing here? So Rashi asked that question. V'ha afilo b'chol nami v'ata tani hacha. Why is this here? Because we're going to have in the rest of the Mishnayot of the Perek. Activities that you're not allowed to do on Friday afternoon. So once we're talking about activities prohibited in the afternoons, so we have this one too. On the Yud Aleph and Aleph on the bottom, we're going to have items that you're not allowed to do on Erev Shabbos, because you might come to forget that it's Shabbos soon. So once we're talking about prohibited activities on Erev Shabbos, we speak about prohibited activities on every day in the afternoon. If you look in the Chasam Sofer says that we are going to talk about in the Gemara in a couple of lines, the type of haircut that might be referred to is a very fancy type of haircut. And a fancy type of haircut that the Kohen Gadol received on every Erev Shabbos. Right? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Tainis, Kohanim had to get a haircut once a month. Kohen Gadol had to get a haircut once a week. Why did the Kohen Gadol get a haircut once a week? Because you could only make a first impression once. The Kohanim switch Mishmaras every Friday. They come in and see the Kohen Gadol, and therefore he's got to make a good impression the first time that he's seen. They haven't seen him in 6 months, right? How many times did the Kohanim work? Twice, 2 weeks out of the year. Right, 24 Mishmaras, 48 weeks, everybody worked on Yantiv, so it works out to be about 2 weeks out of the year. It's pretty good for the Kohanim. They sit and learn, and they work for the rest 2 weeks out of the year. So they come see the Kohen Gadol, you got to make a good first impression. So the Kohen Gadol got this fancy haircut every Friday afternoon. That's what this has to do with, the Tisporis has to do with Friday also. Right, the king got a haircut every day. Melech b'yafya yechta techzenei nacha. So the king got a haircut every day. So that is the Chasam Sofer suggestion of what it has to do with the Armasechta. In front of the Sfasemes, we have Rashi, the Chasam Sofer, and the Sfasemes. Sfasemes says, what is this bishop doing here? He says, you might have thought, the Havino Bin, that these activities are usher on a weekday before Mincha. But on Shabbos before Mincha, of course you're going to remember. You're going to stop doing Melacha, because it's Shabbos. Obviously you're going to remember the Davin. So on Friday afternoon, don't worry about it. These activities are not usher on Friday afternoon, because you're going to remember it's Shabbos. Kamash Malon, even on Erev Shabbos. Even on Erev Shabbos, you should not be involved in these activities. So that's why a couple of suggestions. What is one allowed and not allowed? What this mishnah is doing here? The three different opinions. If you look interesting in the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha about getting a haircut on Erev Shabbos on Friday. Mitzvah Sibin Reish Samach. Mitzvah Lirchotz Kol Gufo. It's a mitzvah to take a shower today. Yonat Yoma, right? It's a mitzvah to take, when we go in the shower. It's not stam. We were hot. No, it's a mitzvah. V'im I afshalo lirchotz panav yada v'raglav b'chamin b'erev Shabbos. And if you can't do the whole body, right, at least wash your v'im I afshalo lirchotz panav yada v'raglav b'chamin b'erev Shabbos. If you can't wash your whole body, at least wash what you can. U'mitzvah lachavro harosh u'legaleach hatzi parnayim b'erev Shabbos. Mitzvah to scrub your hair, to do your hair, and to cut the fingernails. And the Ramah quotes this Rabbi Yehuda, the order of the fingernails. If your hair is long, the Ramah says, Mitzvah Legalchan, and when you cut your fingernails, they'll eat of them Kisidron, V'yaschel B'smol, B'kemitzah, V'yamin B'etzmo, the details about cutting your fingernails, how to do it. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid in terms of Rosh Chodesh and other halachas. I'm not getting into that now. But either way, that is the halacha about Kavod Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah does quote that, don't worry about it. The order. If you're not worried about it, don't worry about it. Because of Atashbeitz, Shamaram lo diktek bazeh. V'chen katzvol ha'arizal. So that reason wasn't medaktik. The Mishnah Berurah says, though, quoting the Magen Avraham, that some are zar l'chadchila. But an interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ma'od yesh li zayir shlo yavo al yidei mitzvahs rechitza l'chashash kilo Shabbos. I'm taking a shower for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah screams, don't go so close to Shabbos. Make sure you get in early enough. U'bavonoseinu harabim harbi nechshalim bazeh b'yemei hachoref kishahayomim kitzarim, on those short Fridays sheyoshvim kim'at ashechashecha, they hang out until late. Oh, it's time for the shower. Okay, 6 minutes to davening. I gotta run in now. Right? V'yavim gomeres etzem rechitza beheter. Even if you finish the washing itself, beheter, gankim is damin israel yado, shepamin. You might think, I'm out of the shower, it's good. No! What about combing your hair? Sorek es rosha basof, shi malacha daraisa b'shabbos. Right, your hair always comes out when you brush your hair. Gam matzi shachar gamar polugo, sochei toaluntis. Right, you squeeze out the towel. Fum bechlam achabes, kamoshi yavuar, viroi lechol shemisha naga yirash Hashem belibo. Limnoa es ha'amizeh. Anyone who is touched by Yirah Shamayim should warn the Am. So we're warning the Am. Right? Hopefully we try to have Yerushalayim. V'schus harabim yehi tali bo. V'gam shalo k'dei shalo yitafis chas v'shalom ba'avonam. Okay. Anyway, so that's the Mishnah Brura saying, all of our activities, we should make sure we don't do too close to Shabbos. Good, so these are all the activities that one shouldn't be involved in, Samach L'mincha. Also an important discussion, why Dafka Mincha? What about the other tefillos of the day? You're allowed to go, you're allowed to do these activities before Ma'ariv? When it's time for Ma'ariv? So the Pashas is, Rishonim say here, that it's only Shayach to Mincha, because that's where the Zman can pass you by. Ma'ariv, you have the whole night. The whole night. So what, half an hour before Ma'ariv? So you'll dive in 2 hours into the night. Mincha is the one that is most worrisome, and you have to be nervous about. And that's the tour.
Is the Zomach meaning the end of the Zman, or the beginning?
Some we'll talk about. What does it mean, Mincha Gedol, Mincha Ketana? We'll have to see which Mincha we're talking about. But the tour, we've quoted this tour in the past, in Drushas, says the tour is in Reish Lamed Beis. Ma'od Sorek Li Zorba. One has to be very careful about Mincha. Damar Bichel Bar Rav Huna. The Gemara that we had earlier. Lo Olam Yizaradam Mitzvilas Mincha. Shari Lo Nena Elio Mitzvilas Mincha. Elio was the answer by Mincha. Why? Why does one have to be so careful about Mincha? Says the tour, v'hatam mipnei shetfilas hashachar yadu azmana baboker bekumo. You wake up in the morning and you go daven. Ma'ariv, you go to sleep. Before you go to sleep, you go daven. V'chein shel erev balayla zmana yadua b'vol lebesav chupani me'asakav mincha. That's mamish in the middle. V'vol shel mincha she be'emsa yom ba'ochu torud ba'asakav. I'm in the middle of a deal. I'm in the middle of everything. I'm in the middle of vacationing, wherever it is, I'm driving. Oh, mincha. Sorech lasumo soya libo, v'lefanos mikol asakav, ula hispalelo. So you got to stop what you're doing. V'masakein scharo harbe ma'od. That's the uniqueness of tefilas mincha, because that's the one that is hardest. And therefore, says the tour, that's the one that we have to be most zahir on, and that's where these halachas apply specifically to mincha. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes here in Reish Lamed, hey, do some of these halachas apply to Ma'ariv? Pashas not, because you have the whole night to daven. Okay, let's continue. Hey, okay, so there's more, but let's continue now. Hey, Samach L'mincha. Which mincha are we talking about? As we know from Maseches Brachos, there are two minchas. There's mincha gedola, the larger time to daven mincha, which starts 6.5 halachic hours into the day. It starts a half of a halachic hour after chatzos. There is a machlokas we've shown in Bidi Eved. If I davened after chatzos, before mincha gedola, was I yotze? That is a discussion in the Rush in Maseches Brachos. Because me'ikar adin, you would think you could daven after chatzos. It's already the afternoon. But gzera, you know, half an hour, you might get confused, you might come daven before chatzos, so that's why we daven mincha gedola the earliest. But the other time for mincha is 3 hours after mincha gedola, 9.5 hours in the afternoon, the earlier time and the later time. So which mincha are we talking about, that half an hour within? So, hey, samach l'mincha, ilema l'mincha gedola, if it's l'mincha gedola, my lo, ayika shos biyom tuba, there's plenty of time. So what do you have to worry about if it's mincha gedola? Ela samach l'mincha ketana. It must be samach to mincha ketana. Close to mincha ketana, 9.5 hours, and if one comes close to that time, that's when one has to be careful. Stop there. Is there a preference? Mincha gedola, mincha ketana? Is there a preference? So I think we've quoted in the past. It's known as the machlokas, Rambam and the Tur. The Rambam is clear, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the language of the Rambam. The Rambam is clear. Lechadchila, mincha ketana. The Rambam says, "Lachadchila mincha ketana, b'di'evid mincha gedola." Look at the language of the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say this? Because what are tefilos keneged? So, you know, tefilos are keneged karbanos, the Gemara we had in Shabbos. Keneged tamidim. When was the karban tamid brought? It was brought later in the day. Mincha is keneged the tamid shalvan abayim. It was brought later in the day. So that's why, says the Rambam, mincha ketana. The only reason that you're allowed to daven mincha gedola, says the Rambam, is because once a year, we did the Karban Tumid earlier on Erev Pesach, when the Karban Pesach had to be after the Karban Tumid, so we pushed up the Karban Tumid. Right, but that's the only reason, says the Rambam, in Hilchos Tfila. Tfilas Kfar Amarnu, Shetfilas Mincha Keneged Zman Tumid Shobein Arbayim, Ulefi Shahayat Tumid Karav B'chol Yom, B'teisha U'mechza, Tiknu Zmana, Mitesha shows for Mechsav, he nikres Kmincha Katana. Ulefi, Shebe'erev Pesach, Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos, Hayushochten as Atamid Besheshu Mechsav, because when Erev Pesach fell out on a Friday, you pumped it up. Amru, Shehamis Powell, Me'acher Sheshu Mechsav, Yotza. He doesn't even say, because of that, the Zman is earlier. He just says, if you did it, you Yotze. But it's clear, and the Rosh Hashanah quotes the language of the Rambam. The Torah, though, says, what do you mean? Zvizim Akdimel Mitzvahs. Zvizim Akdimel Mitzvahs, the earlier the better, and therefore the Torah says Bechal Gadol is fine. Rav Chaim Kanievsky davens the earliest for each tefillah. He davens Vasikin for Shachris, he davens Mincha Gadol, right? Earliest Mincha Gadol every day, and then right after Tzeis, Mincha Mayriv every night. So again, Elu Ve'elu, whatever one wants to follow, Mincha Gadol, Mincha Ketana. But in terms of Lamdis, that is the Machlokas. Okay, we continue. Im Eschilu Ein Mafsik, and the Mishnah said if you started, you're not Mafsik, you don't have to be Mafsik, even if you started Be'isser, name it, Devi, Tufta the Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Is this against Rabbi Shur ben Levi? Dom Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Kivat Shehigi Ezman Tfilat HaMincha, Osir Lodem Sheyitom Klum, Kodem Sheyispal Tfilat HaMincha. Once the Davar Mincha comes, you're not allowed to even taste anything. Tosis explains, it sounds like Rabbi Shur ben Levi is like an extreme. You can't even taste anything. It sounds like he would say, it's not explicit stira, but it sounds like he would say that even if you started, you'd have to stop. Because his lashon is, you can't even taste anything. So says the Gemara, no. Maybe Rabbi Shur ben Levi is not against our Mishnah. Lo'olam, two answers. Lo'olam samach l'mincha gedola. Really, what we're talking about in our Mishnah is mincha gedola. And by each of the activities, we're talking about something very involved. And that's why even by Mincha Gedola we're worried. And we're talking about getting a fancy haircut of Ben Elasha, who was the son-in-law of Rebbe, who spent a lot of money to learn how the Kohen Gadol got a haircut, exactly what it is, yeah. That's Rashi explains based on another Gemara. It's a very fancy type of haircut. Complicated. So it took a long time. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. You shouldn't go get a haircut of Ben Elasha if... Even by Mincha Gadola. But all the Merchats, Lekulei Milsa the Merchats. Merchats also, to get a whole, the whole bath, the whole body, that also takes a long time. V'lo Lebruski, Lebruski Gadola, a large tannery. V'lo Lechol, Bisu'uda Gadola, it means a very large meal. V'lo Ledin B'tchilas Din. So answer number one is, our Mishnah is talking about Mincha Gadola, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is talking about Mincha Katana. So that's why there's no stira between the two, Number one. Number two, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, no, Olam b'tisporas didan. No, we're talking about a regular haircut. And you could say, there's a lechad chila, and there is, our Mishnah is talking about you shouldn't do a lechad chila, and also Rav Shur ben Levi is not against that. Lechad chila, says the Mishnah, something long and involved might occur, even if you're not planning it. Maybe the scissors is going to break, and you're going to be stuck in the chair, and you'll be half done. So you're not going to want to leave. Okay, I'll continue later. No, half your hair is done, so you're going to have to wait for him to get another scissors. V'lola merchatz lahazia ba'alma. Also to a merchatz, even if you're just going in to get a little schwitz, still lecharchila amaylo gzeira shemisalfa. Right, you might feel faint. And you might need a breather. You might not be able to do it so quickly. So therefore, also, you shouldn't do it. V'lo lebursaki li'iyuna be'alma. You're just going into the bursaki to check on your assets a little bit. L'charchila ma'ilota machazi pseida b'zvinei u'mitrin. Why wouldn't you be able to go in? Because you might leave, you might see something wrong, you might become tarud. Based on your, right, you own the tannery. So you might become tarud, and therefore what? Therefore what? You become tarud. So Rashi says, you might become tarud. Interesting Rashi, last few skinny lines. Umitrad yitzta'er, v'yehei tarud b'tza'aro v'lo yispalel. If I read the Gemara, I would have said like the Rambam says. The Rambam says, you might have become tarud, you might have become involved in the Asek, and you might lose mincha. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, you might become tarud in your mind. You might become depressed, and you won't be able to daven. Right, and therefore you don't want to put yourself into a situation. Interesting, put together this another sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says, whenever you're tarred, you're putter from davening. The Rambam sheet is, if you traveled, for 3 days after you traveled, you don't have to daven. Because you're tarred and you can't focus. The Shulchan Aruch says, even if we did travel, we don't focus. So what, we're not gonna daven for 3 days after we traveled? Right, it's just like the chassan on the right, we're gonna have later, we had in brachas. And the first night, I have kavana every day! Tonight I can't have kavana. So we don't posit. But the Rambam is an idealist. In all these areas of the Rambam has the ideal. Right? You can't daven three, and if you don't have kavan in avos, you got to go back. None of this. Oh, you're not going to have kavan anyway. No, the Rambam doesn't believe in this katnu adorus. It's therefore the... so he wouldn't apply that. But anyway, the Rambam says the tirda would be a hafkos achiyuf. So maybe that connects to this machlokas Rashi Rambam. What does mitra do in terms of the esek? V'lo lecho, last line, l'besu de ketana. Even though you're going in for a small meal, l'chachila ma'ilo, d'ma atzi lam shuchay. You might be nimshach to a larger meal. V'lo ladin, b'gemar din. You're going in just to get the psak. But l'chachila ma'ilo, d'ma chazi taima v'sasar dina. Maybe something will occur, and you'll be so sir the din, and something will have to be overturned. Good. So each of these activities, what is considered the beginning of the activity? That we say, im hischilu, if you started, ein mafsikin, that you would have to stop. Well, even before that. Just one ha'ara. There's an interesting machlokas achronim. Machlokas achronim, right? Our Mishnah says if you start any of these activities, you don't have to be mafsik. The Shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov discusses Chanukah, the next Yontif coming up. I light candles. I light wax candles. And right after I light wax candles, I get Shemen Zayas. Well, let's say I didn't light them yet because I did the mitzvah already. Let's say I set them up in my Chanukiah. I set up the candles. And then all of a sudden I get Shemen Zayas. Is it appropriate or a bizayon to switch? I already designated candles to use for the mitzvah. So now you might say, oh, it's a bizayon. You set up the candles. Use the candles. Or do I say, no, Shemen Zayas is the hidur. Take out the candles and use Shemen Zayas. That's a shayla. Echad shadako lahadik ner chanukah b'shemen zayis. U'madik b'chol pam. B'shar shadikla regam anashuk. U'kshabal lahadik v'lo matzah shemen zayis v'beiso. V'hizchalach aneros shel shava. V'tachav o'usan b'makam aroi. You put them in. And then you got shemen zayis. Do you take them out to do the mitzvah in a mufkar? Or do you say, ho v'idchi idchi. Says the Shvus Yaakov, 300 years ago, nir lani az daiti. T'kivan shekvar hitchil lohachin lahadik b'neiros shel shava. Yigmar ha-mitzvah. Don't switch. You started to do the mitzvah, do it with this. And he brings four or five rayas, one of them being our Mishnah. Kibbutz shekvar hischil o matachina leila hafsik. Afal gav de'ika chaviv va'agdume mitzvah. Afilo achi ein mafsikin. Right, ein mafsikin, right. Even with varashus, you're not mafsik. Even if you're involved in a meal, you don't be mafsik. You're already doing a mitzvah. So to do the mitzvah in a better, he assumes that's a raya. The Chacham Tzvi is not happy with this raya. He says, no, here we're talking about the same mitzvah. Here we're talking about doing this mitzvah better. You can't compare that to a case of our Mishnah. Right? So therefore, it's interesting, Machlok, this is the Shvus Yaakov, if you want to look it up, in Simen Lamed Zayin, in Chelek Aleph, and the Chacham Tzvi in Simen Mem Hei. It's the discussion of doing a mitzvah, Bihi Dura. Bihi Dura, is it a bizayin to what you already set up? Okay. When is the beginning of each of these activities? So we'll start this today. Says the Gemara, when the haircutter apron is put on you. When the haircutter apron is put on you. That's already, you didn't start the haircut yet. But already, once you did that, you already have the patur. When's the beginning of the bathhouse? When you take off your ma'afores, which is a type of baguette, a scarf, some type of over, a baguette that goes over you. When's the borsiki? When you tie up your sleeves. Right, because you're going to have to get down and dirty in the borsiki. So when you tie up your sleeves, so that's when the, that's the beginning of the borsiki. And finally, me'emasayim ha'eschalas achila. Sorry, not finally, the almost the last. Rav Amar. When's the beginning of eating? Mishiito yadav. When you washed your hands. Interestingly, you might have just said, so switch the washing of the hands for tefillah purposes, not for food purposes. No, when you wash your hands, tefillah yadayim, that's it. V'Rabbi Chanina Amar, even before that, mishayatir chagura. When you loosen your belt, you're like, oh, okay. When you loosen your belt, that's already the beginning of your meal. V'lo pligi. And there's no machlokas here about the hands or the belt. Halon v'halu. It depends. The B'nai Bavel, who put their belts on very tightly, and when it takes them a little, you know, they have to really pull in and open it. So that's already, the opening of the chagur is good enough for them. But the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, Interestingly, in Chutz La'aretz they were more Ba'alei Basar, maybe, right? Maybe it still applies in Yonah the Yom, right? The general, you know, the BMI of the average Chutz La'aretz person and the BMI of the average Israeli, you know, I think is somewhat different, right? It's a more sedentary lifestyle outside of Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, but halan v'halu, in Eretz Yisrael, they were skinnier, right? Therefore, their belt wasn't as tight, and therefore, the issue would be Netilas Yadayim. It's fascinating, though, that once a person opens their belt, they don't have to get up and they don't have to daven. That's already enough. So Gemara is going to talk about it, Be'ez Hashem, on the next Amud. Let's just start the next. It's going to be just one more minute because there's a Rashi that you can't not focus on. We mentioned this Rashi a couple of months ago, but the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, Hani Chavrin Bavloi. These are Babylonian friends. Lamanda Amar Tfilas Arvis Rishus. According to the Manda Amar, Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Kibin Deshorele Amyone, Lo Matrachin Alei. If you hold Tfilas Arvis Rishus, once you open your belt, we're not Matriach them to Davin Ma'arif. And then the Gemara says, and what about if you hold the Manda Amar Chova? You would? Our Mishnah says not. Our Mishnah says Mincha, which is for sure a Chova. Okay, the Gemara is going to go into that question. And we'll get to it. We mentioned it 7.5 years ago, so it's online, and it'll be spoken about tomorrow. But the Rashi here, Tfilas Arvis Rishus, this is not mentioned anywhere in Maseches Brachos. If you remember, in Brachos, there are two Gemaras, two blots from each other, Daf Chavav and Daf Chav Zayin. One Gemara has a Machlokas, Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Tfilas Arvis Chova, and the other has a Machlokas, whether Tfilos Keneget Tmidim or Keneget Avos Tiknum. Two Machlokos that are not connected in Shas. In Shas, they're not connected. Rashi right here connects them. Rashi in Shabbos Daf Tes. Here it is. Rashi says, the Manda Amar Tfilas Arvis Rishus is the one that holds Keneged Temidim Tiknum. And that's why Meir is connected Hector Chalavim Veivarim, which is not a Chiv, and therefore, that is why Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Rashi's quoting the Gemara, but he's pulling the wool over our eyes. Because if you look at the Gemara never connects the two. But Rashi's saying Tfilas Arvis Rishus is the Manda Amar Tfilas Temidim Tiknum. Because after all, what's the difference of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? So that's the Nitziv. The Nitziv in the Hemek Sheela, we mentioned in the past, the Nitziv says, no, there is a difference. Even Yaakov Avinu, you could fit in Keneged, Yaakov Avinu could fit Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Because Yaakov Avinu, Vayifka Bamakom, he didn't plant a daven there. The sun set on him. It was all like, oh, what happened there? And he davened. So even Yaakov Avinu could be Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Okay, either way, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Everybody should have a good Shabbos.